Welcome, dear listeners, to another riveting episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. I'm your host, leading you on yet another journey through the charmingly rustic and adventurous world of campgrounds. Today, we're traversing to the sun-kissed valleys of Texas to a campground that is as unique as its name. Nestled amidst bluebonnet fields, beneath the wide-open skies, lies the Whispering Armadillo Campground, a place that embraces the spirit of community and camaraderie like no other. The matriarch of this rustic haven, the heartbeat of the Whispering Armadillo, is the effervescent and lively Persephone Blythe. Persephone, with her sun-streaked hair and her eyes as blue as a Texas spring, is a force of nature as powerful as the fierce Texan sun itself. She embodies the spirit of her campground, warm, inviting, and always ready for an adventure. Her story is that of turning a challenge into an opportunity, of building bridges over troubled waters, and of making a spaghetti dinner mean more than just a meal. Persephone Blythe had the daunting challenge of bringing together a diversely unique group of campers who had one thing in common, the Whispering Armadillo. She faced the question of how to unite a community that was as varied as the Texas landscape itself. Little did she know that the answer would come in the form of a classic Italian dish, a huge pot, and the spirit of shared experiences. Tune in, dear listeners, as we unravel the story of the campground spaghetti dinner, organizing a classic community meal, a tale of unity, resilience, and the power of a community brought together over shared meals and shared stories. Dive in with us into this warm bowl of a story filled to the brim with hearty experiences, simmered in challenges, and seasoned with the spirit of the Whispering Armadillo Campground.
As I reflect back, it all started with a seemingly simple challenge. How do I bring together the diverse group of individuals that the Whispering Armadillo attracted? You see, our campers ranged from young families seeking a weekend away from the city's hustle, retired couples exploring the vastness of their newfound freedom, to solo travelers on their personal quest for adventure and self-discovery. Each brought with them their own stories, experiences, and backgrounds. But they also brought their own seclusion, their own individual bubbles. If the Whispering Armadillo was to truly be a haven of camaraderie, I realized that I needed to do something that unified our campers, something that encouraged them to leave their tents and come together. My first thought was to organize a communal event, perhaps a bonfire or a stargazing night. But then again, our campers often had these experiences on their own accord. I needed something more unique, something that involved more interaction. The solution came to me one evening as I was cooking dinner, a sumptuous spaghetti bolognese. Why not host a communal dinner? Not just any dinner, but a spaghetti dinner, a classic comfort meal that was easy to prepare in large quantities and was loved universally. It was a meal that invariably evoked memories of home and family, something that could make our campers feel like they were part of a larger family, the Whispering Armadillo family. The idea was enticing, but the implementation was another journey altogether. Organizing a spaghetti dinner for 100 campers was no mean feat. Logistics needed to be sorted, procuring ingredients, setting up a suitable location, arranging for tables and chairs, and most importantly, cooking. I enlisted the help of our campground team and some enthusiastic long-term campers. The cooking station was established near our central fire pit, creating an atmosphere of warmth and camaraderie. However, we encountered our fair share of roadblocks. We had to alter our recipe to accommodate vegetarians and those with food allergies. Then there was a minor mishap with an overzealous camper who'd volunteered to help and ended up spilling a significant portion of our bolognese sauce. Despite these hiccups, the entire community pitched in, some by fetching more ingredients, others by sharing their own recipes to fill in for the lost sauce. It turned into a feast of sorts with spaghetti, garlic bread, and even a couple of homemade desserts. The impact of that spaghetti dinner was profound. The campground buzzed with laughter, conversation, and a sense of togetherness that had been missing. Campers who had previously been strangers were now exchanging stories and experiences over plates of spaghetti. It became a way for people to connect, to share, and to form a sense of community. The dinner turned into a tradition, a monthly event that everyone looked forward to. The experience taught me several things. Firstly, the importance of simplicity. Sometimes the most straightforward solutions can be the most impactful. Secondly, involving the community in problem solving can lead to a richer, more inclusive solution. And lastly, a shared meal can break down barriers like few other things. It was these learnings that helped me turn a simple spaghetti dinner into a powerful tool for community building.
And so, dear listeners, our journey through the enthralling tale of the Whispering Armadillo Campground and its spaghetti dinner tradition draws to a close. As we untangle the strands of this story, much like the spaghetti on our plates, we see that it is brimming with life lessons and strategic insights. It goes to show that the most challenging issues can often call for the simplest solutions. In this case, a dinner plate became a canvas of connection, transcending the barriers of individualism, fostering a sense of community and camaraderie. The tale of Persephone Blythe and her spaghetti dinner is a testament to the power of shared experiences and how they can shape the culture of a community. It's a reminder that sometimes the key to overcoming a challenge lies in the very heart of the community we are striving to unite. The spaghetti dinner did not just feed the campers, it nurtured a sense of belonging, a sense of home, making the Whispering Armadillo Campground more than just a temporary sanctuary, but a vibrant, enduring family. By sharing this story, we hope it inspires you, dear listeners, to think outside the box, to invite participation, and to find those simple yet profound solutions that can weave individuals into a unified tapestry. Perhaps the next time you face a challenge at your campground, you might consider borrowing a leaf from Persephone's book, cook up a pot of spaghetti, and see the magic unfold. With that, we wrap up today's episode of MC Campground Chronicles. We are grateful for your company as we navigated through this unique narrative, and we hope that it filled your minds and hearts as a good spaghetti dinner fills your stomachs. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and stay tuned for our next episode, where we will delve into yet another captivating tale from the world of campgrounds. Till then, keep the campfires burning, the stories flowing, and the spaghetti stirring.